diplomatic scientist. So from a nominee
on the refugee.
Start to feel a your own abilities,
everybody to the Clinton.
Now to the old administrative shuffle, and the continental hop.
Have another waffle,
and try to flip your latest flop. Now hang in there and try to keep on trucking. Take it one step at a time. Just like your mama said, make good on your promises.
Everybody do the Clinton.
Do just like your mama said, make good on your promises.
Everybody do the Clinton.
Well, he either will or he won't. It's up to Hillary.
Everybody do the Clinton.
Do the Clinton. Come on, do the Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Do the Clinton. Come on, do the Clinton.
Everybody.
Do the Clinton. Come on, do the Clinton.
She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and did a divorce. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. Thought I was alone. She came out of nowhere. I asked if I could still hear the coconut I'd grown high up in the tree, blowing on my big flute. She was staring at my fruit, asking when I didn't leave. She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and did a divorce. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. Harry began to round. I had them since I was a baby. To the horrible lady, knocked them all around. Maybe she had plans to drink the milk inside them. It was impossible to hide them from a deadly hand. She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and did a divorce. Oh, why? Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She attacked them. Try to crack them, really watch them into a coconut to sleep. And then she ran away. It is such a shame, I never got to utilize them. Ever since she brutalized them, they've never been the same. I'm a broken man. Nothing in my coconut bag. She bruised my banana, it is turning black. Getting gushy in my hands.
She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and did a divorce.
Oh, why? Tell me why?
Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
Everybody,
she grabbed my coconut and then she ran away. She grabbed my coconut and did a divorce.
Oh, why?
Tell me why? Did she want to see a grown man cry? She grabbed my coconut and then she ran away.
And then she ran away.
Time was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice.
Visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware: don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See, the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air, and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe, long as you don't inhale. Lots of things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink. The breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay, they drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Driving jerky, didn't signal for the lane change, as if the road was his alone. When I pulled up right beside him, saw him talking on the phone. Get off the phone and drive, I'd like to make it home alive. And you take that as truth, because of driving skills you lack. Tell your friends you're calling back, it's car, not a telephone booth. My fist, he didn't see. I honked my horn, he didn't hear. I slammed my brakes when he came swerving towards my fender, oh so near. I finally caught him on your brain. I said, where do you get the gall? But he was just about answering when he got another call. Get off the phone and drive, like to make it home alive. Or you take that as truth, because of driving skills you lack. Tell your friends you'll call him back. It's car, not a telephone booth. It's car, not a telephone booth. It's car, not a telephone booth.
Get a fake ID, gotta 89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Barnes & Barnes on Friggin' here with Gotta Get a Fake ID. Before that was Get Off the Phone and Drive by Dan Chopin, and Pollution by Tom Lehrer, and we started, before that was She Grabbed My Coconuts by Barry and the Bookbinders, and we started it off with Do the Clinton by the Foreman. This next song is going to be another yuppie song. I wanted to cue it up after Get Off the Phone and Drive, but I couldn't find it in time. This is called Yuppies in the Sky by Tom Paxton.
As I went out one evening down Columbus Avenue, the sushi bars were shuttered and the dark cantinas too. I stood there in the darkness as an empty cab rolled by, when all at once I heard the sound of yuppies in the sky. The herd came down Columbus for as far as I could see. The men were wearing polo and the women wore esprit. Each yuppie had a walkman, and as each one passed me by, I saw their sad expression and I heard their mournful cry. Condos for sale, condos to buy, for yuppies in the sky. Each one was wearing running shoes upon the ghostly day, and each one had a cotton sweater wrapped around the neck. They all held out their credit cards and tried in vain to buy, but all the stores were shuttered to the yuppies in the sky. Condos for sale, condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky, yuppie-i-a. Sorry, I'd seen them in commercial sailing boats and playing ball, pouring beer for one another, crying, why not have it all? Now I saw the ghostly progress down Columbus Avenue. It made me want to buy myself a BMW. Come on now. Condos for sale, condos to buy, for yuppies in the sky. All the salad bars were empty, all the quiche Lorraine was gone. I heard the yuppies crying as they vanished in the dawn, calling brand names to each other as they faded from my view. They'll be networking forever down Columbus Avenue. Condos for sale, condos to buy. Yeah, move them out. The yuppies in the sky. Condos for sale, condos to buy. Rolex,
Rolex for yuppie in the sky.
Thank you all so much.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we need the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muckles in the wood box, wieners passed out on the pole. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for deer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbled through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside, and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Goofus got the first buck since 1968.
It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
It's the second
week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number two. I was throwing the cows over to fence some hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it to the shack.
Just before light, the boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that yahoo named Clyde and his gun.
Betty Lou.
But now there's Holly, a poor girl. She's a dirty 10 gauge sight by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the photon phaser banana clip? Yeah, the model IRS BS. Interswamp radioactive scud busting cider.
Oh. It's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Like a brown dress.
As the season began, the boys were running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbits, kill the rabbits, kill the white quiet.
It's deer season, you know. So I'm up in my tree, nothing's moving except the beans in my gut.
Five.
Just a gurgling and a brewing.
Four.
I buckered up my teeth,
three.
Tried to hold back.
Two.
One.
We have liftoff.
There it was.
Hanging from my boot place.
Upside down, burning right off the stand. 10 feet off the ground. I just got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
Ah, did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns. We
was darting at me. There was fire in his eyes and bag tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around, that buck was all mine. Here's all dirty, dirty.
Could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm gonna give that mega buck the Powerball, yep. Right up your bingo hole. Yeah, and the winning number is... As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his horns and snapped my bootlegs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. As I saw my troop, I started dragging me around. And there he was.
Ducking.
Yeah, Buck was really chucking.
Upwind, downwind.
Sometimes even Brooklyn went flying over the horns as he hit the brakes. Bounced off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. What the heck, the buck fever standing side by each. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that's some to be. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah, it was a 30-point buck.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-point buck? Yeah, we threw everything we had at him. Sandwiches, candy bars, an old ice cream for him. Finally, that idiot from Illinois nailed him between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb, and then a big flash of white, and there he was, gone.
You too.
I
doing, little slugs? Leeches sucking blood and mud.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. I am Tom. I am friggin' here with all kinds of comedy music. And I forgot to turn the turntable off. Sorry about that. That was I Like by Heathen Dan. That's an old song that we just got. Tim just picked it up. Don't know where. Possibly Record Archive or someplace like that. Before, that's actually a different version than the one I've heard. I have slightly different vocals and melody, but the effect is the same. That's really all that counts there. Before that was 30 Point Buck Part 2 by Bananas at Large. Then there was Second Week of Deer Camp by Diupers. And we started that set off with Yuppies in the Sky by Tom Paxton. A little bit later in the show, probably around 1 o'clock, I'm going to have a special Star Wars set. I'm going to play probably 4 songs all related to Star Wars. So if you know any Star Wars fans, tell them to tune in. It's going to be great. We're going to start this set off with another new song. This one's by Doo-Doo Wah. It's, see... by the title, see if you can guess what this one's about. It's called He Bit Him on the Ear.
Okay, we're gonna start this.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Last Saturday night I stayed up late, paid the premium cable rate to watch a great heavyweight title bout.
They was slugging each other with all of their might, mugging and a thugging in a rugged delight. And then the fella on the right bit his mouthpiece out,
and he bit him on the ear.
Oh dear, what a weird thing to happen to the champion in the middle of the ring.
He jumped up and down in the third round, and there was his ear all red and brown, lying on the ground like the tip of Johnny Bobby's fang.
The referee stepped in to stop the fight. Explained to the fella, you don't supposed to bite, cause that ain't right. Do I make myself clear? The fella said,
ref, you see that cut?
And the ref said, yeah, well, so what?
He hit me in the head with his butt, so I bit him on the ear.
Yeah, he bit him on the ear.
Right here.
Seriously jeopardizing his career.
They're all yelling and swearing in the utter commotion. I can see it all again in slow motion.
And yup,
he bit him on the ear, and he bit him on the other.
Oh, mother dear, he don't care who's the winner. He just wants this guy for dinner, I fear.
This fight is over. It's complete history done with. Benny's gonna put it on your record at 80 feet, giving no more appendages. You're gonna pull your license and your teeth, cause you're irresponsible. I repeat, you're irresponsible in industry, cause you bit him on the ear.
Welcome to Russian Bandstand. This is your host, Nikita Clarkchev. In Russia, almost everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Now everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Next is number one song in Russia.
Yes, yes, so good. So good, yes, 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 yes.
we don't like that song.
You got to like that song. It's number one song.
But we don't like...
Who else doesn't like that song?
I don't like any other song.
Too late, comrade. Now, anybody else don't like?
We like that song.
All right, now a word from our sponsor. You better listen. Light up Stroganoff. New short length cigarette. Each cigarette, two puffs. That's all you got time for. Work 22 hours, they salt mine. It's only cigarette with microphone filter. So be careful, comrades. Secret police are listening. It's only cigarette I smoke. Right, comrade Mamarella Chef?
Right. It's only cigarette you can buy.
Next on the Russian bandstand is country's number one singing star, Nikita Presley Chef. What are you going to sing, Nikita?
Comrades, come on in. And have a toke.
No, that's the wrong song. Tomorrow we have new number one singing star. Tomorrow we have new number one song.
Hey, comrade, we are secret police. Tomorrow we have new host on the Russian bandstand.
G-R-A-N-A-D-A, Camp Granada. Blah! Hello, mother. Hello, father. I am back at Camp Granada, and I'm writing you this letter just to say my compound fracture's getting better. No one here knows where my trunk is and my bunk is, where the skunk is. And this year the food's improving, 'cause the little black things in it are not moving. Now Kempthers is quite a swimmer. She says swimming makes you slimmer. Her name's Mrs. Pellegrini. Have you ever seen a whale in a bikini? All our bathrooms have such thin doors. Gee, I wish they'd move them indoors. We're all tired of Mother Goose here. So next Friday night they're having Lenny Bruce here. Let me stay, oh Mata, Mata, let me stay. I love Granada every night. The campfire's really keen. Oh Ma, please send some unguentine. Let me stay up here in Mother Nature's land and tiptoe through the tulips grand. To leave would be a shame. Besides, I'd miss the poker game. Please don't worry, Fata Mata. I'll take care of little brother. He plays ball here and he rows here, and I hope they teach him how to blow his nose here. He wakes up at 6:30 and goes directly to the quicksand. He was lonely, now he's better. He's like all of us, except his bed is wetter.
Hi, I know nobody didn't buy this CD to get mellow tonight. I say, nobody didn't buy this CD to get just a little bit mellow tonight. If anyone bought this CD to get mellow tonight, you can turn around and get the heck out of here. Today, Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Today, Ted Nugent killed all the animals. He did it so he could bond with his male friends. He did it so they could broadcast it on ESPN. And when the news hit the wire, Greenpeace activists were crying in their hankies. They hadn't heard anything so awful since the first record by damn Yankees. It was today, Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Today, Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Imagine that. The Motor City Madman in your backyard stalking your cat. Scratch fever. And Bob Barker cried. Ricky Lake tried to save him. Noah turned right around in his grave, and they were all dead, but he was still Ted. He did it with his bow in hand, sitting up north in the open air. He did it for the Michigan militia. He did it for Fred Bear. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals, because he had so much respect for wildlife. He started tipping over goldfish bowls and chasing Bambi's mom with a knife, which is the equivalent to having so much admiration for an art museum that you burn all the paintings as soon as you see them. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. Raccoons, get in the garbage.
Kill them.
Baby seals are too cute.
Kill them.
Squirrels, yum.
Kill them.
Orangutans, wang dang that orangutan.
Kill them.
He killed them all, big and small, so he could put their heads up on his wall. It was the day Ted Nugent killed all the animals.
Good to me, but all the girls are good after 9 Corona. She looks bigger than a Winnebago, a Winnebago, but she looks like Vanna White after 9 Corona. I looked at her face, I saw lust in her voice, but I didn't see the cellulite on her thigh. Bow, wow, 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 she'd say no, but I couldn't see her mustache after 9 Corona. So I asked her to go home with me, home with me. She couldn't run away after 9 Corona. We went to my bedroom and we made wild looking. Then I turned on the light and took another looking. Bow, wow, 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 wow. 9 Coronas. 9 Coronas. Take her home, but LBJ's too narrow after 9 Coronas. I couldn't drive, cause all the lights were green after 9 Coronas. I got stopped by the cop, going backwards down a one-way street. He opened up the door, saw her, and punched her in the teeth. Bow, wow, 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 wow. 9 Coronas. Bow, wow, 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 wow.
Austin, Texas, when a very lovely lady sat next to mine. When she got up to eat, she asked if I would hold her sight. I was more than happy to, and now there's more I'd like to do. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. When she returned, she said she was an actress. She showed me an album of pictures of her opening, which she'd been sitting on. She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts and wrecked them. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. Forget that train ride down to Austin. We shared a seat and we shared our tales. But as my heart tried to leave her behind, regrets are all I find. 'Cause I'd hoped I'd get that girl in the end. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her, but I wanna kiss her, but I want to kiss her, but she won't let me.
Tim Cavanaugh is friggin' here with I Want to Kiss Her. Before that was John Mamoser with Nine Coronas. Before that was Wally Pleasant with The Day Ted Nugent Killed All the Animals, which I actually didn't intend to play, but the CD player reset itself on me, so I didn't have a choice. Before that was Alan Sherman with Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. That was the new 1964 version. I guess it's not new anymore, but that was the second, possibly the third version he recorded. I did hear an excerpt of another version somewhere along the lines, but that's the only other version of the song that I've heard in full. Before that was Spencer and Spencer with Russian Bandstand, and we started it off with He Bit Him on the Ear by Doo Doo Wah, which is brand new. It's off the new live album that they just put out. Got anything funny you want me to hear? Give me a call. The number is 475-2271. We're going to start off this next set with a little song called Space Invaders.
Well, there it is in the corner of the bar. I tried to run, but I didn't get far. Those weird little men, I'll blow them away. I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
Hush, he's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
They start off slow, but it don't play clean. It's tricky and low, it's a mean machine. There's lots of them and one of you. when the walls are gone, they'll get to you.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
All the time. An hour of this will blow your mind. Gotta get them before they get you. And you'll be broke before you're through.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
As the gang looks over your shoulder in awe, they don't believe what they just saw. You slid to the left and slid to the right. You're the Space Invaders king tonight.
He's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, his brain is cooked.
Space Invaders.
Comes over your hand. Row by row, you're in command. There's one last devil moving real fast. One single shot got him at last.
Space Invader.
Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's book. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is great.
Every sperm is great. If a
other tendencies. We sit down, we touch my pecs, then we proceed on having sex. We talk, we try, taking stride, it's Milton Bradley's game of life again.
Seven WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. This is Friggin' Here, the comedy show for WITR. I'm tempted to say this is the only all-comedy show in Rochester, but I don't know that for sure. If there's another one, somebody let me know, because it'd be cool if we could say that. That was The Four Postmen with I've Got a Tan. That's also another new song that Tim just picked up this past week. Too bad he wasn't here to enjoy it. Before that, Every Sperm is Sacred by Monty Python, and we started that set off with Space Invaders by Uncle Vic. Short set. All right, as promised, I'm going to get into some Star Wars music here. This first song is a tape I got in the mail by a high school student. His name is Matt Gorley. The song is Stormtroopers Are People Too, and it's pretty good.
Robot. just like me and you. I stay for just one thing. I get a chance to see in the lovely empire, tabernacle choir. We are not robots like 3PO and R2. We have human thoughts, stormtroopers of people too, just like me and you. Do what he do. Do what he do. Do what he do. Do what he do.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
Have a lot of talking at the beginning of our songs, don't we? We'll have to edit that out.
Yeah.
Her name was Leia. She was a princess with a Danish on each ear. And Darth Vader drawing near, so R2-D2 found Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands. So Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan. So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen us. His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsec wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Commands an arm on the floor. You've ever seen us at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a Muppet. Darth Vader was so bad, and by the way, he's Dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Lucas had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine at the Star Wars Cantina? The weirdest creatures you've ever seen.
With you. Always.
Mark Davis on Friggin' Here with a song called Star Wars Cantina. That's a brand new song, even though the movies are kind of old, but they were re-released, so he recorded the song, and, well, you get the picture. Just got that tape in the mail the other day, and I'm hoping that song shows up on the next issue of Dr. Demento's Basement Tapes so that I can get a good copy of it, because that's just on tape, so it doesn't sound all that great, but I had to play it. I love that song. Before that, classic song, Weird Al Yankovic with Yoda, which the basement version of Yoda, which is just Al and his accordion in all their glory, that will be on the next issue of the Basement Tapes, Volume 6, which should be out any time now. Before that was another Yoda, this one by Liquid Plumber. And we started that Star Wars set off with Stormtroopers Are People Too by Matt Gourley. And this next set. All right, let's get things rolling with Railroad Bill by Andy Breckman. If there's anything you'd like to play, that you'd like me to play, yeah, if you'd like to play it, come on down. If you want me to play it, give me a call, 475-2271.
I'd like to do a tune off my next demo. Back to reality here. My railroad Bill was a hard-living man. He used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer that ever driven down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, they used to dream about the railroad Bill. Oh, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb up no tree. This is a stupid, stupid song, and no folk singer's gonna make a fool out of me. I said, one day Bill was walking along, and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. Oh, and he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. And Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pen in my hand, I want you up in that tree. I want that cat unstuck. Bill said, no, I ain't cat. I ain't gonna climb for no cat. He said, why don't you have a say, some beautiful girl who's been tied down on a railroad track. I said, maybe there'll be room in the 8th or 9th verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me. He said, you asshole! Why should I listen to you? You should be listening to me instead. He said, I'm a railroad man, and if I was real, I'd separate your face from your head. You ungrateful brute, I cried, you pushed me too far. I gotta show you I can do as I please. So an earthquake came, and it shook the whole terrain. It brought Railroad Bill to his knees. And then a tidal wave broke, and everything got soaked. And Bill was almost completely washed away. And then a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bare Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright new young talent on the rise. So get your ass up that tree or I swear you ain't gonna get out of my folks on the line. He said, you don't scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody. But before he could speak, his tongue fell out. He could not make a sound. Suddenly, he jumped on top of me, he grabbed me by the neck, and he pulled me to the ground. And he hit me in the stomach, and he hit me in the face real hard, and I think he almost broke my nose. Just then, a lightning bolt came out of nowhere, hit him right between the eyes, and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk, went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and 3 small children. Dear God, I love to write. Whoa!
Bob, and there's nothing you can do. The ladies won't go out with you because your name is Bob. You wear a suit, 3 pieces made of cotton. You're looking for a tie because you know you can't win when your name is Bob. Bob, it's a name that means Robert. Bob, it's a name you don't want. Bob, it's a name that you have. Bob, if you put the letters backwards, it still says Bob. Bob. Your name is Bob, and there's nothing you can do. The doctors and nurses won't examine you because your name is Bob. Your name is Bob, and that's something you can't change. Your parents and neighbors all think that you're strange because your name is Bob. Bob. It's a name that means Robert. Bob. It's a name you don't want. Bob. It's a name that you have. Bob. If you put the letters backwards, it still says Bob. Which is a name that means Robert. Bob. It's a name you don't want. Bob. It's a name that you have. Bob. If you put the letters backwards, it still says Bob.
Run, run, run.
Run, 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 run. chord, so I'll stay on this chord, yeah. I only know one chord, and I'm playing that chord, yeah. If I go up to here, won't sound very clear. And if I go up to here, it's gonna sound really queer. So I'll stay on this chord, yeah. Why are you cheering for me? I'm not very good, yeah. And all the strings to this chord, don't even use my left hand, yeah. Would you let out a cheer if I went up to here? Or are you just too drunk? Have you heard from any fear? Why are you cheering for me?
So
I don't know about the song. Has it gone on too long? Yeah. Did you know that I wrote it in a minute and a half? Yeah. Do you have any brains? Do you know what I'm saying? Can you even comprehend the chord I'm playing? Guess I'll stay on this chord, yeah.
None of the above on Friggin' Here with the one chord song. Before that, The Fools with Psycho Chicken, and before The Fools were The Bobs with Psycho Killer. So, see what's going on there. Before that was Ed's Redeeming Qualities with Bob, and we started that set off with Andy Breckman doing Railroad Bill. I'm here for about another half hour. Anything you want me to play, give me a call. Number's 475-2271. This next set's going to begin with Faustin Lewis doing Save the Beer.
A battered 40-footer left from Cleveland Friday night, chugging out to Put Bay where they would spend the night. When the captain stopped the boat up, his intentions had been clear. 450 cases of old Milwaukee beer. Before they'd even left the flats, the sky was looking bad. And when the gale began to blow, the captain told his lads, down below I piled and stocked an awful lot of brew. So if we should go down tonight, this is what to do. Save a beer, lads, save a beer. Whatever you do tonight, you save a beer. They hear he's got the center grip, but Quinn Bay is near. We may be going down to save a beer. The storm it blew its hardest, 3 miles from the docks. They heard a mighty crash below as if they'd hit some rocks. But it was just those cases smashing holes below, letting in Lake Erie as they hurtled to and fro. The captain crawled across the deck and no one knew quite how. He fell into the water as the wave crashed off the bow. The crew was in a quandary when they thought of what he said. They could have saved the captain, but they saved the beer instead. Save the beer, lads, save the beer. Whatever you do tonight, you save the beer. They hear he's got his inner grip, but when they is near, we may be going down to save the beer. As the boat was sinking, they found timbers from a pier. They lashed them all together and they loaded on the beer. By then the storm was over that had caused their boat to sink. They may have lost the captain, but they had enough to drink. They drifted for an hour or two when something caught their eye. Four waitresses from Hooters whose boat had sunk nearby. Their shirts were torn and hanging loose as they bobbed in the swell. Now they had some women and lots of beer as well. Save a beer, lads, save a beer. Whatever you do tonight, you save a beer. So far it's been a rough night, but I think our dates are here. We're mighty glad we chose to save the beer.
the craft. The extra weight from silicone began to swamp the raft. The crew was in a quandary, they had a choice to make. Four bodacious women or beer thrown in the lake. The women's chests were heaving as they began to cry. They got down on their knees and said, "We'll do anything for you guys." Their wet t-shirts were tempting, but still the choice was clear. They said, "Throw back the waitresses. By God, let's save the beer. Save the beer, lads. Save the beer. Whatever you do tonight to save the beer." They've got 100 lovely waitresses on Foot Bay, I hear. So roll a little more and save the beer. Whatever you do tonight to save the beer.
Each night she's on the balcony. He loves her from afar. His soft, sad eyes are hypnotized. She shines down like a star. His heart will break forever. His kind can't have affairs. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. His home's a humble bungalow, and hers a penthouse flat. He cannot go where she can go, and that, they say, is that. He never can be near her, although she knows he cares. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. Want to win a woman? Just be cool, be aloof. The dog who doesn't hit the stairs can make it to the roof. The dog who doesn't care will be the dog who wins the day. You'll never get to heaven with your chopper in the way. Spirit soars, the body falls, and heavy lies the heart that cries out with the pain of love, "Be still, my broken heart." How painful is the passion, and painful the repairs. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs. How painful is the passion, and painful the repair. For dachshunds with erections can't climb stairs.
Okay, this is called The Shameful Ballad of Lijah, the Precocious Orchard Queen. Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. 3 months before that, we're hitching down the road with a dog named Lijah. She was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since she was a little pup. Now our baby was growing up. What got into Lijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. The dog love was in the air. Jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, Cocker Spaniels, German Shepherds, Great Danes. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the Orchard Queen. I was in a tree, Elijah was right down beneath me. To my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on down. I hit a Cocker Spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Elijah after taking 2 direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Elijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring them up right. You feed them Alpo. You keep them tied at night. You try to teach them morals. You try to teach them about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich, purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no. One day, they're an innocent child. Next day, you know they're out running so wild. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. Hey, the word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak, in case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday. And you're over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? All right. The next morning, I took a pair of my BBD underwear and I put them on Elijah and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day, and every whale dog in Washington State took a try at Elijah, but the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! Good Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? It was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Elijah's underwear. They fought and rumbled. They brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, the Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Elijah's underwear. And just to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He was up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. He had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song.
you all so very much.
Everyone is out to get my fanny. Everybody wants to see my fanny. Everybody likes to hold my fanny. But she loves no one but me. Everybody wants to seize my fanny. Everybody likes to squeeze my fanny. They do everything to please my fanny. Still she loves no one but me. Oh, don't touch my fanny. Please don't ever try. My little fanny is reserved for just one guy. That's why I never let another love light blind me. Everywhere I go, you'll always find me with my little fanny right behind me. 'Cause she's so in love with me. Their cheeks were close to mine, but never have I held one so divine like the fanny that belongs to me. We will be married someday next June, and when we go away to spend our honeymoon, I know that everyone is gonna miss my fanny. No one ever could resist my fanny, but they wouldn't dare to kiss my fanny, 'cause she's so in love with me.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I noticed you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes.
Hmm.
Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance. Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yes, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mukluk.
Blubber.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, we were just,
Sir.
Yes? Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mucklock.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mucklock, mucklock.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Dazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Dazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Spatula.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo,
bulbous, ploy,
shindig,
gazebo,
bulbous,
ploy,
plethora, lumium,
gazebo,
hullabaloo,
plethora, lumium,
gazebo,
bulbous,
ploy,
plethora, lumium,
gabardine,
bulbous,
ploy,
plethora, lumium,
gazebo, tuberculosis,
plethora, lumium,
gazebo,
bulbous,
ploy,
plethora,
lumium,
gazebo.
Bus. Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Captain, captain, come and dock. And bring along your big fat cocktail shaker. We'll have a ball in my country. Skies are blue, the sun is beaming, and I can't wait to have your seamen. Come on ashore to my country. We'll rent a boat and go explore the treasures on my ocean floor. The swamp is thick, but don't be a wussy. Steer your canoe right through my pussy willow. We'll catch a buzz and have a gas and get ourselves a piece of asparagus. I grow it here in my country.
Let's tell them what to pack, Polly.
A pair of shorts should do the trick. But don't forget that 10-inch dicky, baby. The nights are cool in my country. But when it's frigid on the eastern front, it's nice and hot down in my country. So baby, please come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Children crying in vain, in vain.
89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. That was Dennis Leary with traditional Irish folk song on Friggin' Here. Before that, we had a couple songs that were requested last week, but since I didn't have Tim's CDs with me, I couldn't play them, so I brought them this week and played them. There was In My Country by the Lemon Sisters, and before that, Bulbous Bouffant by Radio Free Vestibule. And before them, we went back in time quite a ways to Benny Bell with Everybody Likes My Fanny. And then before that was Lijah by Don White. Dachshunds with Erections Can't Climb Stairs by the Mrs. Aykroyd Band. And we started it off with Save the Beer by Faust and Lewis way back when. That was a long set. All right, I'm going to play one more song and then I'm friggin' out of here. Next week, Tim will be here and I will not. So Friggin' Here will be on the air, but again, only half of us will be here. So this one last song I'm going to play is a great song by a great guy named Henry Phillips. It's called On the Shoulders of Freaks.
Ancient philosophy was framed by prodigies. Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. And even though their thoughts were deemed the aristocratic voice, they also had a thing for little boys. Catherine the Great, so it's been said, needed large animals to be fulfilled in bed. From historic rulers to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. Isn't life pretty? Ernest Hemingway once said. And he put a bullet through his head. Salvador Dali's surreal paintings were godsend. You never know he ate his own excrement. Then there's Da Vinci, for whom it required dressing in women's underwear to be inspired. From the great romantics to the ancient Greeks, we're standing on the shoulders of Greeks. Truman, Capote, needless to say, would be intoxicated 20 hours a day. From the modern author to the ancient Greek, we're standing on the shoulders of freaks. We're standing on the shoulders of freaks.
This is Rick from Southern Culture on the Skids, and when we're in the mood for some futuristic chicken, we're always listening to Chef of the Future. No, what was it?
Jeff of the Future.
Jeff of the Future on WITR 89.7 FM. See you later.
All right. You're listening to WITR, Henrietta. I'm Jeff of the Future. First up this afternoon, something from 1978. Here's an oldie and a goodie from Black Flag.
Same old line. Don't tell me that today, yes, I know what's going on.
if I knew, you'll get out of my way, cause I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Hurt on my shoulder. Going faster. I won't apologize for acting out of line. You see the way I am. You leave any time you tell, cause I'm crazy out of line. Turn on my shoulders. Going faster. Crazy, crazy, crazy.